In an exclusive interview, a visibly frustrated Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp confirmed 10 separate cyber attacks of different levels on his agency's network over the last 10 months that all traced back to United States Department of Homeland Security IP addresses.
We're being told something that they think they haven't figured out, yet nobody's really shown us how this happened.
Kemp told us his office's cybersecurity vendor discovered the additional so-called vulnerability scans to his network's firewall after a massive mid-November cyber attack triggered an internal investigation. The Secretary of State's office manages Georgia's elections, and most concerning for Kemp about the newly discovered scans, the timing. The first one on February 2nd happened the day after Georgia's voter registration deadline. The next one just days before the SEC primary. Another in May, the day before the general primary, plus two in November, the day before and the day of the presidential election.
It makes you wonder if somebody was trying to prove a point.
Last week, DHS confirmed the large November 15th hack traced back to a U.S. Customs and Border Protection internet gateway. But Kemp says DHS's story about its source keeps changing.
First, it was an employee in Corpus Christi. Now it's a contractor in Georgia.
And unsatisfied with the response he got from DHS Secretary Jay Johnson this week, Kemp fired off this letter Wednesday to loop in President-elect Donald Trump.
We just need to ask the new administration to take a look at this and make sure that we get the truth. The people of Georgia are deserving to know that and really demanding it.